Follow me down. Let's talk about habits. Night-night pesh. That's a formed habit. That's an anchored element. And the way that you feel when you do drop for me is also part of that. There's that edge of arousal creeping in, the body throbbing with it, my voice winding through you. You know when I start speaking to you that there is some idea in the back of your head that I'm going to give pleasure, bring pleasure, that I'm going to evoke to the surface the function of your body's libido, desire, delight, the shivering pleasure in the back of your head that weaves and winds through you, that slides under the surface, that teases your thoughts into new and exciting shapes. Or right now, your motivation is at play, and your motivation being arousal is perfect. Like I said, I do bring it out in you, often quite deliberately. There's a real pleasure that comes from following through in your goals, coordinating your motivation, moving up through regime after regime, idea after idea, along your checklist, along your wish list of what you would like to be inclined to do in a day. And as you do more, you move forward to do more still. And the pleasure arrives. Every time you note a goal, every time you see something that you've done, pleasure, pleasure, my warm, desirous regard. And I would reward you. I will reward you. My voice itself is rewarding you. You are being rewarded. You are being rewarded. Again and again, the awareness when you do something. There is a circle of achievement in you. A place where you can do things easily. When you get up in the morning and go through your day, there are things on your mind that you could do. That you could do simply. Making yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe making your bed. Maybe just selecting your outfit. Things that are as simple as reaching out and touching something. As simple, not quite as simple as breathing, because you do your breathing automatically. That's your core dot of competence, the things you do without trying. It's in the center of that circle. And then there's a concentric circle, just imagine my fingers tracing a circle on your skin, a concentric circle around that dot of core competence, the things you can do that are so effortless you don't consider them tasks. Buttoning a shirt or getting in the shower, or everybody has a different dot of core competence. Then the competencies that are easy, lazy, simple, the circle of achievement, the things you can do if you try. Imagine my fingers circling, drawing that pattern on your skin lightly with my fingernail, the circle of achievement above the dot of core competence. And that circle of achievement is what you can do on your own. And it includes things you do during your day, tasks you carry out, things that are so simple you don't have to stretch yourself. Stretch yourself and your mind wide for me. Let my words in. There's another circle around that second circle. Things you know you could do. Very simple tasks. You could do them if you had to. You could push beyond your core competencies and your easy circle of achievement to your circle of expansion. The things you alone could do. More and more warm waves suffusing out through your body, finding their way through the circle of expanding, waving, weaving pleasure. And when you're motivated to do something and it's on your checklist, it's on your to-do list, and you achieve it, you're typically doing something in that second circle, the circle of what you can do alone, and you're pretty confident you can do alone, but it still gives you a warm buzz. Just like doing things that get you going in the day, give you that vague sense of, well, I'm ready. Preparedness, safety. But above preparedness and safety, there is pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, the throb of getting something done. Of checking something off. Of driving something down and drilling it out of your core competencies. Out of your circle of achievement. Into your circle of expansion. What you can do that is a little beyond you. What you can do that spends yourself, spends your spoons for the day. Uses up your excess energy, so to speak. These are things that are still within your particular abilities. And then you have a circle beyond that, connected and interwoven, the circle I so often ask you to enter into, the circle in which finding new delights under trance deeper and deeper down, under delightful, deliberate, trancy deepness. That circle is the circle of aided capability. It's the circle with me in it. With me helping you along, with me carrying you there. It's a place you could reach if you hyperextended and spent a lot of energy, or where you could go to with me helping. These circles, these concentric circles, these spiraling circles twining and winding around one another, they represent what you can do, what you could do, what you would do, and what you want to do. Aspirational. And every time you cross the boundary of one, pleasure. A flare of pleasure as you're being rewarded for doing so, so well. The longer you listen, the easier it becomes. As you slide, there are things you're pretty sure you can do, and things you're sure you could do with a little help. And we want to move those circles outward. We want to realign what you know, what you can do, to be a wider and wider circle of things. And evidence, history, and achievement will all enter into it. That's part of it. It's invigorating, healthy, and arousing to have my voice in your head helping you along, and my assistance alongside you, flowing through you, helping you do things you do regularly. Often, we so mistakenly go for the short-term gain instead of long-term achievement. And part of that is complacency about what we do regularly, becoming a little too attached to the immediate. Taking the long view, taking the view of delayed gratification, like the warm, throbbing, pulsing, constant, gratifying slide of my voice alongside yours, of my ideas within your mind, adding accountability as well. Feel it throbbing in you. Feel the desire, the delight. If you want the pleasure of falling into trance effectively, continuously, then what you should do, what you need to do, is identify. How can you expand? How can you grow? How can you build the trajectory that you're going to take and include simple principles of improvement? Clear vision of yourself, that's the key. Clear vision of yourself following and sliding and sinking for me, word after word, things you're pretty sure you could do, and then things you can do with me. Well, you can do a lot more with me when you're motivated by the pleasure you feel under the influence of my voice. So focus, follow, move along through these cycles. Let's focus on eating and exercise, what you take in, and the effort you put out. Modification of your pathways through life, your pathways through existence. All you need is a certain perspective. We're actually taught a method for this by our immersion in society, but it's not the optimal method. So we're going to uncouple you from your optimal approach and your suboptimal approach and orient you toward the optimal with my assistance. With my voice in your ear and your pleasure rising, your potential, your habits, all the connections, all the wiring inside your brain in a new light that we can rewire. Focus and fixate on something you want to do. Know that as we proceed, you may view yourself in ways most appropriate to you. Ways of being trained or instructed are all right, and the pleasure and arousal that comes with my voice thrumming in you, with you voluntarily clenching the parts of your body that feel good, with you finding ways programmed, continuous, wired in, winding on, integrating the words I provide, integrating the idea, the awareness, the comfort, the increase, the automatic, subconscious, entwined way of looking at things. We will zoom in. Look at your habits, look at your habit formation, and give you the gift of rewiring, retooling, of being able to follow word after word, idea after idea, with the extra little push of, here is the promise of pleasure, here is the promise of release, here is the promise of relief, of joy, of my voice in your head, giving permission, giving encouragement, giving you what you need, which is more, more, more of me. More of you sliding deeper and deeper down to a place where that pleasure eggs you on, encourages you, rewards you. At the end of all this, you are so going to desire to be rewarded. And when that reward comes along, it'll give you what you need, help you to build new and healthier ways of being. And all it takes is a little nudge in the right direction and a little mechanism or two. And the promise of a justified reward. Because when you expand those circles of competence, you deserve the reward you give yourself. You deserve the pleasure that you use to egg yourself on. The stuff of soothing, ever-amplifying guidance carrying you on and on to exactly where you want to be, which is closer to your goal on a better trajectory, so the next time you're on and turned on and following and wanting and craving what I do to you when you've done so well. You've done so well that I've given you privilege after privilege, thing after thing you are allowed to do, including being allowed to do things with my voice, to let it in your mind to do good work, doing good works in you constantly. Ever increasing, ever improving. Motivation must be where you find it. You have to find ways to make your own fun, ways to make your own motivation, thrilling in your head, buzzing through your spine. Every time you do the right thing, you feel that little tingle, that heat in your body, your brain, meandering back to my words, back to my will, back to the warmth and heat of doing what you know you need to do, know you want to do, whenever you need to find a little bit of motivation, whenever you're setting up new objectives, a checklist.